Hello.
Hi, my name is Jerry. We're calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Do you or any member of your household work for a radio or television station, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer in a political campaign?
No.
Okay. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Republican.
Republican? All right. Thank you. As you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices like school board on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote. Not very likely to vote. I'm not at all likely to vote. Or you're not registered to vote.
I am definitely going to vote.
You're definitely going to. Okay, what's your main racial background, please?
My what?
Your main racial background.
I'm a Caucasian.
Caucasian, all right. What is your age, please? Or I can give you a range if you prefer so.
78.
Okay, thank you. Give me 1 second. All right, generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going in the right direction, or they have gotten off on the wrong track?
Off on the wrong track.
The wrong track, okay. From the following list, which issue should your local elected official focus on most to help you and your family? We have hurricane and flooding preparation, crime and public safety, K through 12 education, traffic congestion, overdevelopment, housing and property insurance costs, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, abortion, or illegal immigration?
Illegal immigration.
Illegal immigration, all right. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, you can say that as well. Starting with Joe Biden.
Very unfavorable opinion.
Very unfavorable. All right. Donald Trump.
Very favorable opinion.
Okay. Ron DeSantis.
Very favorable opinion.
Favorable. Okay, thank you. Now, the remainder of this survey is going to focus on the issue of education in your community. So from the following list, which issue should your county school board focus on most to improve K through 12 education? Improving the academic rating of schools, increasing teacher pay, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained, reducing class sizes, increasing school choice options, or strengthening school safety and security measures.
Would you give me that list again, please?
Yeah. Remember, it should be the one that they should focus on most, right, to improve K through 12 education. So the list is improving the academic rating of schools, increasing teacher pay, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained, reducing class sizes, increasing school choice options, or strengthening school safety and security measures.
The first item you mentioned, what was that, please?
Improving the academic rating of schools.
That's it.
That was the first. That should be it?
Yes. That's what I want, and that's my choice.
Gotcha. Thanks. You will now be asked about some organizations and groups you may be familiar with. Just like before, indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, it's okay. You just got to let me know. We're starting with traditional public schools.
I do not have a favorable opinion of them.
Okay. Do you have a somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Your local PTA or PTO?
I'm neutral.
Okay. Moms for Liberty.
I'm neutral.
Okay. Your county school board.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Okay. Teachers unions.
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. Private schools.
Very favorable.
Okay. Teachers.
Did you say teachers?
Yes, teachers in general.
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. And charter schools?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate your time. We're almost going to be done. We're halfway complete, so I appreciate your help. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job that your county school board is doing?
Unfavorable. I disapprove.
Do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. How would you rate the quality of schools in your neighborhood? Would you say they are excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Not so good.
Not so good. Okay. Which of the following best describes you? Local educational issues are not much of an interest to me at all. Although, that's the first option. Local educational issues are not of much interest to me at all. The second option is, although they are not top of mind concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community. Or number three, I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community.
Number two.
Number two. All right. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Number one, we need to better fund our public schools. While educational choice is nice, it takes money out of our public schools and gives them to wealthy private schools. Number two says, parents should have more educational options so their children can go to the schools that best serve their needs, regardless of their zip code or income.
That's my choice.
More choice?
No, that's the one you just read
The last one. Gotcha. Thank you. Now, as you may know, the elections for a school board are nonpartisan, meaning the party affiliations of the candidates do not appear on your ballot. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Number one, the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classroom, and I will support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities. Or number two, the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is important because it will help me choose the candidate that best shares my values.
Number two.
All right. Again, which comes closer to your opinion? Number one, many school board meetings have become too heated and political. Parents should trust the school board members they elected and try to avoid confrontation with them. Number two, parents have a right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with actions they have taken. Parents are the ultimate authority when it comes to their child's education.
Number two.
All right. Thank you. Now, we're going to move on, and you're going to be given a series of issue positions that a candidate might hold. Would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the elections for school board? That's the question, right? If each would not make a difference, you can indicate that too. So it says, a candidate who wants our schools to get back to the basics of learning, reading, writing, and arithmetic. Would this make you more likely?
I am definitely for that.
Okay. All right. Next, a candidate who supports enacting term limits on school board members, meaning that school board members could only serve 2 terms or 8 years.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Okay, much more likely to vote for someone like this, or somewhat more?
Much more likely.
Okay. A candidate who supports protecting girls' sports programs by banning the participation of biological males who identify as female.
I definitely am for that.
Okay. A candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes to increase teacher pay, renovate and construct new school buildings, and improve school security.
I don't agree with that.
Okay. Does it make you much less likely to vote for someone like this?
Less likely, yes.
Okay. A candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents, regardless of their income or zip code?
More likely.
Much more? Or just
much
someone?
More, yes. Much more.
All right. All right. A candidate who supports the parental rights and education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students.
I would definitely vote for someone like that.
Okay. Thank you. A candidate who supports making classroom cell phone and social media free zones during school hours.
Would definitely vote for that.
Okay.
For that person.
Right. A candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of what their child is being taught in the classroom.
Definitely would vote for someone like that.
Okay. All right. A candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory in our classrooms, which says America has a history of racism and white supremacy.
I would definitely vote for someone that does not agree with that concept.
All right. A candidate who supports putting uniformed police officers in every school in Florida.
I would support that.
Okay, much more likely or somewhat?
Much more likely.
Much more. All right. A candidate who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teachers' salaries.
Much less likely to vote for someone like that.
Okay. All right, we're almost done, but now you're going to be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish the survey, for classification purposes only, so I appreciate your help so far. How long have you lived in Florida?
Twenty years.
40 years?
20.
Oh, 20.
This time.
Okay. Right.
This is not my first time to live in Florida, okay?
Oh, okay. Well, this time is 20.
Yes.
Gotcha. All right. If you were to label yourself, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Very or somewhat conservative?
Very conservative.
Okay. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
I'm postgraduate.
Postgraduate, okay. Do you have any children or grandchildren age 18 or under who currently attend school?
Yes.
Okay, is that both or just grandchildren or children?
I have grandchildren who are attending school.
Okay, and is that traditional public school, public charter, or magnet school, or private?
Both cases, private.
Private, okay. All right, generally speaking, how often do you or does someone in your household check your mailbox? Every day, not every day, but multiple times every week? About once a week or not frequently?
Every day.
All right. All right, that's it. That concludes our survey, and thank you very much for your participation.
You're very welcome.
I hope you have a great
rest
of your day, sir. Thank
you.
You
too. Bye-bye.